Sahano bhunaktu sahaviryam karavavahai tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai Om shanti 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 Gurur Brahma Gurur Vishnu Gurudevo Maheshwarah Gurudeva Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Samasta Jana Kalyane Niratam Karunamayam Namami Chinmayam Devam Sadgurum Brahma Vidvaram Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam Sutra Bhashya Kritau Vande Bhagavanto Punaha Punaha Tapo Vikshina Papanam Shantanam Vitaraginam Mukshu Nam Apekshoyam Atma Bodho Vidhiyate
We'll chant from verse number 31 to 35 together.
Avidyakam sharirādi drishyam buddhavaksharam etat vilakshanam vidyāt aham brahmeti nirmalam
Dehān Dehān
Dehānyatvānname janma jarākārśyalayādayah Shabdādivishayasangah nirindriyatayānacha Amanastvānname dukha rāgadveshabhayādayah Aprānuyamanāshubhra Ityādi śruti śāsanān Nirguno niṣkriyo nityah Nirvikalpo niranjanah Nirvikāro nirākārah Nityamuktosmi nirmalah Ahamākāśavat sarvam bahirantargata uchyutah Sadā sarva samasuddhah nissango nirmalochalah
So up to 35 we have seen in our last session. So today we will be recapping the 31 to 35, then we move forward. Because this is an important section, it relates to the Atman. So we will just recap what we have studied in verse number 32 and 33. Shankaracharya is trying to tell us that we are not body, mind and intellect. We are not BMI. Why? What is the principle behind this? The very simple principle behind it. Yad drishyam, tad jaram, tad nasvaram, tad mithya, tad asat. It's not there. Not there. So whatever is seen, yad drishyam, tad jaram, that is inert. And that is vikari, that is changing, that is vinasi. That is mithya. Mithya means it stays in one period of time. It's mithya. And we will also learn it is like maru marichika. It's not there actually. It is asat. But to accept that state is difficult. But according to Shankaracharya, this whole world is not there and not at all. Asat. So verse number 31 says, Abhityakam Sariradi Drishyam. Abhityakam means starting from ignorance up to the grossest. Abhityakam. Sariradi Drishyam. This Sarir. All the three Sariras, Stul Sarir, Sutma Sarir and Karan Sarir are seen. Seen means experience. Seen doesn't mean that you are seeing as an object. No. They are experience. And therefore, Budbut Vat Charam. Budbut like bubble, it is charam, it is perishable. So everything in this world, whatever is seen, experience, is charam, perishable. Anything which is inert, other than Atma, everything is inert, simple. Other than Atman, everything is perishable, Budbudvat. Etad Bilachanam. Different from this, Bilachanam, Biparit Lachanam. Whole world is an Atma, is Charam. Different from an Atma is Atma. And its Lachan, its characteristic, is different from anatma, altogether different. If this is perishable, that is imperishable. Is that so? Vilachanam. And what is that? Aham brahmeti nirmalam. That which is different from this anatma is the atma. And there is no difference between atma and brahman that we have seen many times. And where is that? That Brahman is not different from me. Aham Brahmeti. I am that Brahman. I am that Brahman. And how is that? Nirmalam. Without any impurity in it. It is Suddha. Pure. And many times we have seen that we cannot taint it. Therefore it is always pure. In verse number 32, it says, Me Dehanyatvat, because I am different from the body. Therefore, Na Me Janma Jara Karsa Layadaya. Na Me Janma, the Janma is of body only. Since I am different from body, if body is being born, I am not born. Just opposite, Bilachan, different, opposite. Na janma, no jara, no old age, karsya, getting weak, lean. Lay means death. Adaya means what? Adaya means satvikar. That means we have seen satvikar, asti jayate. Now you have to complete the sentence. Asti jayate. So all this is covered by Adi. Adeha. Why so? Nirindritaya. Nirindritaya, I don't have any sense organs. Nirindriya. Indriya. Nirindriya, without indriya. That means Atman is without indriya. Atman is without indriya. Truly speaking, Atman is without gross body, without subtle body, and without causal body. So the question of indriya does not arise. If indriya is not there, the question of sense object also does not arise. So therefore, I am not attached to any sense object of the world. Khatam. Nirindriyataya. I have got no sense organ. What are these sense objects? Sabdadi visei sangha. Sabdadi, sabda, adi. Ganda. Yes, now you have become expert. You can teach now in the class. Sabda Adi. Sabda Sparsa Rupa Rasa Adi. Then we say, what are the? These are sense objects. So our Rishi Muni has classified all sense objects into five only. Sabda Sparsa Rupa Rasa Ganda Adi. We say, Sangha. I have got no attachment. Who is saying? Atman is saying. Brahman is saying, I am not attached to this. Then what is this happening in this world? The transaction is going on. Atman is doing nothing. Because Atman is akarta, nikamma. Yet, what you have to always remember, Atman is nikamma. He does nothing. So who is doing? Only two things are there. If Atman is not being, then who is doing? Anatma. So the transaction is going on between Anatma Vastu, Guna Gunesu Vartante. It comes in Bhagavad Gita, Guna Gunesu Vartante. It is the Guna, they are interacting with other Guna. My body is made of Trigun. From Trigun came Panchamahabhut. My body is made of Panchamahabhut. And all bodies of all beings are also made of Panchamahabhut. So one body is interacting with another body. So we can say Panchamahabhut is interacting with Panchamahabhut. Anatma is interacting with Anatma. Or Guna Gunesu Vartante. Three Gunas is interacting with other three Gunas. Well, in the verse number 33, it is said, Amanastvat means I don't have mind also. Aman, man means mind. Amanastvat. No mind. Why it is no mind? Because mind is also seen. Drishyatvat. Anything which is seen is not Atman. That means you will never be able to see Atman as an object. Atman can never become an object. Atman will always remain a subject. And this subject can never become an object. Ah, Manaswa. Mind is also seen. Therefore, mind is not Atma. Thoughts in me are seen. Good thoughts are coming, bad thoughts are coming. It's all seen. We know. Therefore, seen, drishya, anything drishya, is jada, vikari, naswan. Therefore, name dukkha raga dvesha bhayadaya. Therefore, there is no raga, dvesha, dukkha, bhaya, and all emotions. Drihi. Kama, Sankalpa, we have seen earlier, these are all the thoughts. It's not there. How do you prove that? How do you prove that these all belongs to mind, not to Atman? Because when mind in the deep sleep is not there, then we don't experience this. Atman is there. And when the mind is in functioning state, is working, that means Atman is there, mind is there, we find all these things coming. Rag, dvesh, everything, sorrow, bhaya, everything is coming. Fear is also coming. Therefore, it belongs to mind, not to the Atman. In Tattva Bodh we have studied, madiyatvena jnatam atma na bhavati. Anything which is known by me is not Atma. Madiyatvena jnatam, anything which is known by me can never be Atman. Why? What is the law? Law is that Atman can never become an object. So whatever is known by you is definitely an object. Whatever is known by us is definitely an object. Anything which is known by your senses and mind is definitely an object. Because the mind and senses are energized by consciousness. Consciousness is the master. They are the effect. So therefore the effect cannot see the cause. It is more subtle. They cannot see the cause. Iti adi shruti sasana. Where it is written? It is written in the shruti, in the scriptures. Aprano, hi amana subhra. And what is this? Aprana. This is prana also we don't have. Prana also doesn't come in this. Prana means? Is the energy house. Prana and karmendriya. It's not there. Subhra. Subhra means it's pure. Then verse number 34. 34, 35, 36 are the meditative verses. All the words in this start with nirguno niskriyo nityo nirvikalpe niranjana nirvikaro nirakara nitya muktosmi nirmala. Everything is with ni 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 ni. There is one swar sadhana na sare gama pada. I'm not good in on this ni, and you can't stay in ni for a long time. You have to come back. The sa means sagun brahma. Sa means sagun brahma, and ni means nirgun brahma. So you can't stay in the ni state for a long time. You have to come down. Nirguna. Nirguna means without guna. Guna means what? Guna means sattva, rajas and tamas. Guna means rope also. Rope is used for binding. You know, anything you want to bind, you need a rope. So these three guna also binds us. Sattva, rajas, tamas, they bind us. Nirguna. And this represents our vasana, causal body. Therefore, causal body is negated by the word nirguna. In that Atman, there is no causal body. Negated. Then niskriya. Niskriya means without any action. That means the prana, the energy house and the karmendriya are negated. Prana and karmendriya relate to grass body. Subtle body. Very good. That means subtle body is also negated. Niskriya. Nirvikalpa. Nirvikalpa means, vikalpa means thought. Nirvikalpa means no thought. Thought arises in mind. Mind relates to subtle body. Therefore, subtle body again negated. So, causal body is negated by the word nirguna. Subtle body is negated by niskriya and nirvikalpa. Then, third is niranjana. Niranjana means, anjan means dirt. Anjan means the dirt. Again, causal body is negated because the dirt, the impurity, where is the impurity? Vasana. Vasana is impurity in us. Therefore, vasana represents the dirt. Causal body again negated. Nirvikara. Nirvikara means no vikara, no modification. We see modification in our gross body. Asti jayate vardate viparinamate apakchiyate and vinasitite. This all happens in gross body. So vikara is in the gross body and he is nirvikara. That means the gross body is negated. Nirvikara. Nirakara. Nirakara means without form. Gross body has got a form. Again, gross body is negated. So how many things are negated? Gross body, subtle body and the causal body. That means in Atman, these three are not there. Therefore, he is Nikamma. For doing anything, you need gross body, subtle body and the causal body. Therefore, Atman is without three sarira. Then what is that? Three words are right. Nitya, nitya muktosmi nirmalaha. It is nitya, it's eternal, it's permanent, it's without any modification, without any change, without any death, without any birth. Nitya, eternal. Nitya muktaha. You see, we have seen what binds us is the Satya Rajas Tamas. And then from the Satya Rajas Tamas came Tanmatra. From Tanmatra came Kya hua, 3 saal se padha raha hun. After Tanmatra subtle. Subtle Tanmatra, then came gross. And with the gross, everything is made. Everything is made. What binds? Binding is because of anatma. All bondage is because of anatma. Guna, anything created from the guna, guna means trigun. From triguna came? Bhagavatam first came? Mahatattva is equal to Hiranyagarbha, is equal to Brahmaji. Then came next Anka. Then Tanmatra, subtle element. Then came gross elements. So bondage is in Anatma. Anything which is made of three guna is binds you. But he's saying, Nitya Mukta Asmi, I am Nitya Mukta. Why Nitya Mukta? Because he is Nirguna. He is without Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Therefore, Nitya Mukta Asmi. And who is that? Asmi, me, is not different from me. Who is Nitya and Nitya Mukta? I am Nitya and Nitya Asmi. Nirmala. Nirmala means without any dirt. If you want to make it dirty, you have to add something. In the water, water is always pure. If you mix the dirt, it becomes impure. There is 24 karat gold. If you want to make it 18 or 12, 14, you add something. You add impurity to the gold, then it becomes impure. But this is Nirmala. Now, tell me, you have learned three types of lakshan. One is atat vyavrita lakshan. What is atat vyavrita lakshan? Not this, not this, not this, not this. So these words represent atat vyavrita lakshan, nirgun, niskriya, nirvikalpa, niranjana, nirvikar, nirakar, nirmal. These words are nisedhatmak. Not this, not this, not this. And you see, it is very difficult to define Brahman, I tell you. The moment you define, it becomes defined. Ho jayega, jhuta ho jayega. Aaj tak nobody could define this Brahman. Then what is this? Nirgun, nirakara, nirvikara, nirkarma. Because in the world, what we see? We see the gun. Therefore, he is nirgun. In the world, we see all akar. Therefore, he is nirakar. In the world, we see all vikar, modification. So, he has to be nirvikar. Then, in the engine, niskriya. In the world, we find kriya. In all the world, we find anjan. He is niranjan, dirtless, pure. That is atat vyavriti lachan. Not this, not this, not this, not that. Next is three words are here, Nitya, Nitya Mukta, and Nirmala. This is called Swarup Lakshan. What is the third Lakshan? Tatastha Lakshan. Can you give me an example of Tatastha Lakshan? Crow related to the house. So how you will express in the case of Atman?
Avastatraya
Sakshi. He is the Sakshi, witness. Avastatraya comes and goes. Crow sitting on the house is not an integral part of the house. But I am indicating all houses here like matchbox, same, looking same. So if you want to point out the house of Subhiji, I will say, oh, that house on which the crow is sitting is the Subhiji's house. But the crow is not the integral part. Similarly, avastha, tray, come and go. Every day, Jagrat, Sapna and Susupti avastha, not of each, any one of them is permanent. They come and go. What is permanent? Consciousness is the permanent thing. So I am indicating that consciousness, that sakshi, with the help of avastha, tray, Jagrat, Sapna and Susupti avastha. So that is your Tatastha Lakshan in the verse number 35. Aham akasavat sarva bahiranto gato achitah sada sarva samah suddha nissango nirmalo achala. Aham, that aham, who is that aham? Suddhai. In Udesar you have studied idam, aham, suddham. Idam vritti, aham vritti is the ahankar, ego. And from ego we have to go to suddaham. Ego is a small I. From the small I we have to go to big I. So this aham is the suddaham. It is with us, with everybody. Akashvat sarvam. I am like the space. Space. The nearest example which we can give about the Atman is the Akash. But Akash is finite. Akash is made of Triguna. Akash comes under Maya. If you want to ask me, can you give a similarity, another example of Atman? No, we can't give you an example. Nearest example is Akash. And it is subtler than even Akash. Subtler than Akash also. So here it is the Akash Vatsarvam Bahirantargata. It is gone everywhere, inside, outside. Space is everywhere. Space is outside my body. Space is inside my body also. Similarly, that Atman is also outside, inside, everywhere. Even it is subtler than space. Achyuta. Achyuta means, chut means it never comes down from its own state. It is Satchidananda. It never becomes Dukkhananda. It always remains Satchidananda. Never comes down. Chut means to fall. Never falls from its own state. Sarvam. Sarvam means samastam. Samastam means abhyakt to ahankar, samasti, prapanch, everything. Like we have seen, from abhyakt, unmanifest came mahatattva, ahankar, tanmatra. You have to memorize this. Mahatattva, mahatattva is nothing but Hiranyagarbha. When consciousness is associated with that, then we call the same thing Hiranyagarbha. This Hiranyagarbha is nothing but, in Puran we said Brahmaji, who was the first person came into this world, Brahmaji. In Bhagavad we say, from the Vishnu navel it came, Brahmaji first appeared. Then he created the whole world. No, ahankar, brahmahankar came the tanmatra. Tanmatra means tatmatra. Tatmatra means the subtle elements. Subtle elements, sabda, sparsha, rupa, ras, gandhi came. And from that, grossification, then came the panchamahabhut, gross panchamahabhut, which we are seeing now. This is grossified. And with that panchamahabhut, Pinda and Brahman was created. The whole world, all 14 lokas were created by this panchamahabhut. Should be absolutely clear. Sada sarva sama, and it always remains equipoise, equal, sum. We jump sometimes when we get lottery ticket, we start jumping. And failed in our profession, start crying. But that Atma, sada sarva sama, equal, suddha, it is pure. We have polluted all four great elements. Prithvi, jal,
fire,
air. Fire is the purifier. Put in anything in the fire, it will purify. And the space also cannot be contaminated. But although now a lot of garbage is there in the space. But it is Suddha, Nisanga. So Nisanga means without attachment. Atman is never attached with an Atma. Never gets attached. Nirmala is taintless, Suddha. Then Achalha, motionless. Why motionless? Purnatvad, because it is full. Akhandanand Maharaj say,
Thasathasbara.
I remember. The moment I say Akhandanand Maharaj, Thasathasbara, it cannot move. Therefore, Achalam. Very good. Now we are coming to the verse number 36.
Nitya Shuddha Vimuktaikam,
Nitya Shuddha Vimuktaikam,
Akhandanandamadvayam, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Yat, Param Brahmaham Eva Tat,
Nitya Shuddha Vimuktaikam,
Akhandanandam Advayam, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Yat, Param Brahmaham Eva Tat.
Brahma aham eva tat. Brahma aham. And that again they start with the aham. How is this aham? Nitya. Nitya. Now little bit of Sanskrit. If you want to note down, you can note down also. Kala trayapi tishtati. That which stays in three period of time. Kala traya. Traya means three. Kala traya api tishtati, which stays in three period of time, is called nitya. Can you give me any example of nitya from the world? No. Everything is limited in time. It is born, stays for some time, and it will die. Kala traya api tishtati, it is nitya, suddha. Suddha means maya tat karya varjitah. Maya tat karya varjitah. Suddha. Maya contaminated. When it is said suddha, that means it is without maya. Without anatma vastu. Without gross body, subtle body, causal body. Without pancha mahabhuta. They all contaminate. So it is Suddha. And this Suddha, what happens when these things are not there? The likes and dislikes are not there. Rag dvesh is not there. Anarthkari parampara is not there. What is this anarthkari parampara? Avidya, kam, karma is the anarthkari parampara. We are in that parampara. It's coming. Parampara, like guru parampara. Avidya, kam, karma is parampara coming. And we are in this cycle. We have to break this cycle. Avidya kam karma, and come out of this cycle of transmigration. Vimuktaha. Vimukta means vishesh rupena mukta means there is no agami, prarabdha or sanchit karma for atman or for brahman. Why? What is the science behind it? Because no doership, akarta, because akarta. Since Brahman is not karta, no bhokta. For doing any action, you need gross body, subtle body, causal body, and an action. Since he does not have any gross body, subtle body, or the causal body, the question of doing any action does not arise. Therefore, no question of sanchit karma, prarabdha karma or agami karma. Khatam. Vimukta ekam is one only. Ekam. What is the definition of ekam? Swajatiya, bijatiya, swagata, bheda, rahita. There is no difference. Bheda means difference. Rahita, without any difference. Sajatiya. Sajati means in the same species, in the world we find many species. And in the same species, in the human being, we have got varieties. Varieties. Variety according to the shape and size of the body, because of the color, because of the nationality. Different varieties are there. He is black, he is white, he is brown, he is yellow. He is old, he is young, he is child. Different variety. But in that Atman, no swagat bheda. Sajatiya bheda is not there. Same species, there is no. Because there is only one for making a jati, you have to make at least two or three should be there. Then you can say this is class civilization. These are all brown people, this is all white people. वो तो एक है. No species. No jati, sajatiya, bhed rahit, bijatiya. In the world we see many bijatiya. Bijati means there are human beings, there are animals, birds, plants, and in each of them there are different varieties. Bijatiya difference also is not there in Atman or Brahman. Why? Because it is only one. Ekam. Swagat bhed rahit. Swagat bhed means in our own body, hand is not leg, leg is not eyes, eyes are not ear. We have got differences in the swagat also in the same body. But in him, no swagat bhed also, because he doesn't have any body. Ekam. Then how is that? Akhanda ananda. Akhanda ananda. We also get ananda in this world. When we get any object of our own choice, then what we get? Ananda. But that ananda is khanda, 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 khanda. Thoda der raha, then gone. Then sorrow comes. Then after that sorrow goes, another ananda comes. But how is this? Akhanda. Continuous, homogeneous bliss. If you can stay in that state, homogeneous bliss. Akhanda ananda. Advayam. Advayam is, it's not two. Advayam, it's only one. And how it is stated in Taittiriya Upanishad, it says, Satyam jnanam anantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhayam parme vyuman. From there, this word has been taken. Satyam jnanam anantam. These three words is coming from the Taittiriya Upanishad. Satyam, what is the definition of Satyam? Same. Nityam, Satyam is, which stays in three period of time. Kaltrahe pitishtati Satyam jnanam. It is not knowledge of something, it is knowledge itself. It is knowledge itself. Because of its presence, all knowledge happens. Because of the consciousness in us, we are able to grasp everything. Itar prakash anapeccha swaprakashakam. It does not require any organs or light to illuminate. For seeing anything in the world, we need eyes, space, and the light. But for seeing or experiencing Atman, we don't need any space, we don't need any light, and we don't need any indriya also. No mind is required, because mind cannot reach there, senses cannot reach there. But it can be experienced without all the same. Why? Because it is swaprakasa. Anantam. Anantam is without any end. Infinite. Infinite means it is desakala vastu paricheda rahita. Whenever you get anantam, how you will define it? Desakala vastu aparichinna or parichinna rahita. It is not limited by any desh, any space. It's not limited in time. It is not limited in any vastu. The Atman is only in this chair, it is not there in that chair. No. Desh kala vastu paricheda rahita param. Param means sarva prakarena utkrishta. Sarva prakarena usa, that which excels. That which excels is param. And what is that? Brahma aham eva tat. And that is Brahma eva. That is me alone. It's not different from me. Brahman is not outside somewhere. I am that Brahman. Even if that thought comes to us, it is how elevating is that? am not finite, I am infinite. I am not sorrowful, I am akhanda ananda sarupa. That itself is very elevating. But the problem with us, we understand in the class, after that Lord has given the choice, whether to accept or not accept, it is our choice. We want to remain sorrowful. Remain. Shastra says you are akhanda ananda. You are Brahman. But outside the gate when we go, inside here we are all Brahman. We all accept logic and everything. But outside, I have become the same sorrowful person. See, it elevates. It removes all sorrows. It removes finitude. We think we are finite. It removes all negativities. If this feeling, this bhava comes in us, that I am that Brahman, it's very elevating. So how you get it? You get it by sravan matrena. You have to listen again and again and again and again, and then you establish in this. So verse 32 to 36 are meditative verses. It tells about the nature of our Atman, and we have to continuously meditate on these words. Always think in that term. Again and again, again and again. Kya hoga? What will happen to us? You see, one Brahmakar vritti will happen. The when you think about nirgun, nirakar, akhand, advay, ekam, what will happen? A Brahmakar vritti, a vritti about that Brahman will happen. And that vritti is very, very powerful vritti. That becomes the vasana. When anything is happening again and again, again and again, again and again, what happens? You are attached to it. Brahmakar vritti is so powerful that it will remove your jivakar vritti. What is this jivakar vritti? Jivakar vritti, I am finite. I am finite, I am only this much. Why you have become this? Because of the small I. Always I am thinking small, 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 small. But if you start thinking this way, the Brahmakar vritti will come. This Brahmakar vritti will be so powerful that it will remove your jivatva, khatam. Enjoy. Aaya na maja? Kya? Chalo. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
What is the next class? Is coming that Nirvikalpa Samadhi?
Next class is
Oh, Brahma Vai Smriti Vasana. Harati Abhidya. Oh, very good. How to reach that state? We'll see about that step by step. If you are interested to experience, then come.